In breaking news from the United States this morning, the findings of the Mueller inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 election have just been released, finding it did not establish evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The Justice Department has handed over a letter outlining the key findings of the two-year-long inquiry. Now, importantly, on the issue of obstruction of justice, the letter says the report does not conclude the president committed a crime, but it also does not exonerate him.
In other news today, Western Australia's Pilbara coast continues to take a pummeling from Cyclone Veronica. Coastal areas there are in danger of a major storm tide that is expected later today. A red alert remains in place along a 400-kilometre stretch of coast as the powerful and slow-moving system brings heavy rain and wind gusts of more than 125 kilometres per hour.
As counting resumes for the New South Wales election today, there are big questions over the leadership of Labor's Michael Daly. Party insiders have told the ABC the Shadow Water Minister Chris Minns will run against Mr Daly, while other MPs could also put their names forward for the top job. Meantime, the state's deputy's Nationals leader, Niall Blair, has resigned from Cabinet, saying personal threats were made against him over the government's water policy.
Homicide Squad detectives are questioning two men over a death at Wyndham Vale in Melbourne's southwest. Police and paramedics were called to a house on Mount Eagle Way just before 9 o'clock last night. They found the body of a man in the backyard and two men were arrested at the scene.